Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Pop Art Museum. I'm Michael Cranborn, your guide today, and I'd like to take this opportunity to tell you a few things about the pop art movement before you enjoy the artistic works on display here. You can't begin to appreciate the significance of pop art unless you know a little about its history and major players. So, this art movement emerged in Britain in the late 1950s, moving to the USA in the early 60s. The term pop art was coined by British art critic Lawrence Alloway, and by the mid-60s, the movement was in full swing. Now, you're probably wondering how pop art differs from traditional art. Pop art is characterized by themes drawn from popular culture. Pop artists use the common imagery of consumer items, comic strips, and the mass media as a means of expression. In doing so, artists such as Johns, Lichtenstein, and Warhol were able to make art more accessible to a wider audience. So how did it all get started? Well, one of the pioneers of the emerging movement was French artist Marcel Duchamp. He was famous for taking ordinary objects from the contexts in which they usually appeared and exhibiting them as art. This approach to art can be seen as a reaction to abstract expressionism that was already dominating the art scene at that time. This was a post-World War II American movement, the first American movement to have a global influence and to allow New York to replace Paris as the center of the art world. The abstract expressionists were interested in conveying their inner emotions rather than daily life, producing such works as canvases covered entirely in paint of one color. Their works had no recognizable subject matter and revealed a very specific attitude to life and art that can be regarded as somewhat rebellious. By the early 1960s, however, the movement seemed to be running out of steam and pop art stepped in to fill the space. The pop artists believed that abstract expressionism was too far removed from daily life and set about turning ordinary popular items and images of contemporary society into art. Although the American pop art movement emerged from the British, some differences between the two did exist. In Britain, the artists were intrigued by consumer goods that would quickly become obsolete and soon need replacing, in particular the American automobile. In the USA, however, there was more emphasis on comic strips and advertising. American artists reproduced, duplicated, and arranged together various visual images from American culture, such as soft drinks, fast food, movie stars, and comic book characters. Unlike the British pop artists, the Americans did not glamorize the images they portrayed. Their works were more realistic. They also had a tendency to be ironic, playful, and entertaining. Perhaps the most well-known of all the American pop artists, and I'm sure you've all heard of him, has to be Andy Warhol. Born in 1928 in Pittsburgh, he studied art and design, and after graduating in 1949, he moved to New York, where he began a career in advertising. In 1952, he mounted an exhibition at the Hugo Gallery, the first of many. It was in 1962, in the early years of the American pop art movement, that he produced some of his most famous works, prints of Campbell's soup cans, dollar bills, and Marilyn Monroe. You'll see many examples of his and the other pop artists' work over the next hour or so. Now, if you'll just follow me, we'll go and have a look at the first.
Now listen again.